I must confess that I have never had much value for Twitter. For the most part, the content seems fairly insipid, and I don't really care what Kim Kardashian had for lunch or who Taylor Swift is feuding with this week. Our 45th president, on the other hand, employs it as his primary means of communication. I suspected that the 128-character limit was all that his attention span could handle, and the recent increase to 256 characters has probably stretched him to the absolute limit of his verbal capabilities. On Tuesday, his first full day back at work, he took to Twitter again and fired off 16 tweets on a variety of topics. The targets included old favorites such as Crooked Hillary and the supposedly failing New York Times. He attacked the Palestinians for their lack of appreciation for our foreign aid and their unwillingness to appreciate the wisdom of his decision on Jerusalem. He even took credit for airline safety, something he has absolutely no control over. But the one that caught everyone's attention was Trump's taunting of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his claim that his nuclear button was, quote, much bigger, more powerful, and it works, end quote. What can you expect from a man who felt compelled to defend the size of his genitals during a nationally televised presidential debate? Early in his administration, Republican leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, expressed concern about his tweets.
I've been pretty candid with him and with all of you that I'm not a great fan of daily tweets.
Are these comments out of line?
Are you talking about this morning's tweet? Yeah, I just saw it a little bit ago. Obviously, I don't see that as an appropriate comment.
But neither they nor any other prominent Republican said a word in the wake of Tuesday's flood of Trumpian nonsense. My first thought was that, like much of America, the Republicans in Congress were simply learning to tune out the mindless tweets of a simple-minded president. But that's wrong. What's really happened is that the Republican-controlled Congress has come to realize that Trump's tweets are a huge distraction that provides cover for some of the most nefarious behavior that we've ever seen from one political party. Republicans know that he won't start a nuclear war in Asia. He'd lose money. There's a Trump Tower in Tokyo and a large condominium complex named Trump World in Seoul, South Korea. But they also know that while Trump distracts or enrages or terrifies Americans and the media, they can pursue one of the most socially destructive agendas in history. For example, here's what Paul Ryan plans to take on next.
We have to address entitlements, otherwise we can't really get our handle on our future debt. There's two things you need to do to get the debt under control. Number one, grow the economy. This tax cut bill will help do that. Number two, reform entitlement programs. It's unfortunate that our health care bill, which passed the House last May, didn't get through the Senate, but we need to revisit that issue because that's key entitlement reform. And then back to the welfare issue.
Think of the damage that Republicans at all levels have already done to the environment, the judicial system, and our civil rights, to name just a few. After they get done eviscerating the Affordable Care Act and what's left of the social safety net, it will be on to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. It's time that we start ignoring Trump's tweets and stop worrying about if or when we can impeach him and focus on the 2018 local, state, and federal elections. If we don't act now, there may be nothing left to save by the time the next presidential elections roll around. And just in case you think I'm overstating it, here's what MIT Professor Emeritus Noam Chomsky said to Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! Just a few months ago.
The Republican Party, you said, is the most dangerous organization in world history. Can you explain?
I also said that it's an extremely outrageous statement. But the question is whether it's true. I mean, has there ever been an organization in human history that is dedicated with such commitment to the destruction of organized human life on Earth? Not that I'm aware of.
For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.